From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lawrence. A Democratic state senator from here in Missouri who posted on Facebook that she hoped President Donald Trump would be assassinated acknowledged she should not have posted the comment, but said she is frustrated and angry over the president's reaction to protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, last weekend. Senator Marie Chappelle Nadal said she had no intention of resigning over a comment she posted and then deleted Thursday. The president has been criticized for comments that said both sides were responsible for violence during the protests, which led to one death. She said Trump's actions make it easier for racists to continue their behavior, and he is damaging the United States' status across the world. She also said her constituents are concerned and traumatized by the president's apparent support of Nazis and Ku Klux Klan members involved in the protests. A new monthly report shows drought conditions continue to burden the rural economy in parts of 10 plains and western states. The overall rural Main Street Index for the region rose slightly in August to 42.2 from July's abysmally low 40.7. The index ranges between 0 and 100, with any number under 50 indicating a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says nearly 58% of bankers reported in August's survey that the drought conditions were having a negative effect on agriculture products in their area. Also, bankers expect farmland prices to decline by another 3.5% on average over the next year. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming were surveyed. I'm Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News in Columbia.